mind? What mind can control an individual or a group of people or have a universal influence? Mary Baker Eddy states clearly that there can be no mortal mind because mind is immortal. She also states very clearly that God is spirit, and spirit is the only substance, and spirit is good. There is no evil therein. Therefore, the one and only mind, which is divine, is good, and therefore it cannot conceive of or produce anything unlike itself, which is good. One of the beliefs that must be dealt with is the belief of mind control by a mortal mind or a group of mortal minds, or the universal belief that there is mortal mind. Certain so-called elements have been involved in attempting to control humanity through the use of evil mind control for evil purposes. Mary Baker Eddy gives us many tools to use to neutralize this erroneous force, which is really only a belief. It's not a real force, because she states clearly that the only real force is mind, divine mind. That is mind with a capital M, meaning God. Here are some thoughts which may assist one in guarding one's own thought, and it can easily be used as a treatment for oneself or in assisting someone else. It is under the group category of treatment on the website, and is as follows. When any thought occurs to oneself that is not 100% godlike, immediately start reciting silently or verbally, depending on your discretion, any truth that the small t or truth with a capital T that you know. One must give 100% attention to what one is reciting and individualize it if needed. It does little or no good to recite only words in a routine fashion. It is by far better to think about what one is saying and elaborate on it as one is reciting. State it with enthusiasm and conviction as if you realize your life depends on it. Certainly, understanding truth will enable one to experience a vivid and more complete life. One's consciousness is one's life, and what one thinks, in other words, the thoughts that one entertains, exactly projects to one's experience. The object is not to think about people or things or events, but think about God, what God is, realizing that God includes God's manifestation, and the highest form of God's manifestation is man, generic man, of which we are all a part of, reflecting it individually in accordance with our individual understanding. Every time one recites the same thing, if one really does it sincerely, as if it is the very first time that one is thinking about it, then one can easily expand in a different way into a different dimension, avenue, or realm of thought than what one experienced in a previous time that it was recited or thought about. One could say something along this theme to oneself. For starters, say, "This applies to me." One could think about something like this. The mind that is talking is the mind of God, the only mind there is. These words are conveying substantial thoughts to me, as every word is based on spirit, which is the only substance. There is no matter, since matter is the suppositional object of mortal mind, and there is no mortal mind, since mind is immortal. God is guiding me in every single thought, speech, and action. My consciousness is the Christ consciousness and is impervious to any attempted penetration by any error or evil of any kind whatsoever. This treatment is a manifestation of mind and is effective. Nothing can interfere with the effectiveness of this treatment. Nothing can dilute, deflect, stop, or reverse this treatment. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. And I know it because God is my knowing, and God knows all, and I reflect the knowing of God. If any particular citation occurs to one from the Bible, that would be good to recite, making sure that one has filtered out anything that is a human type statement, which is woven throughout the Bible. And one must focus on the spiritual truths. Therefore, if a statement is a statement about the truth about God and man, as defined by Mary Baker Eddy, as being godlike, reflecting the perfection of God, that's the kind of statement one wants to hold in thought and recite as it occurs to one. The spiritual viewpoint of the Ten Commandments are excellent. The Lord's Prayer, especially if one includes the spiritual interpretation by Mary Baker Eddy. The entire Sermon on the Mount. Statements from Revelation. And by the way, Revelation was written by John, but it was dictated by Christ Jesus, who appeared to John when he was on the island of Patmos. Also, one could recite any extemporaneous thoughts that occurs to one from any quality source, from advanced Christian scientists, and obviously from Mary Baker Eddy herself. This is a good quotation from Mary Baker Eddy from Science and Health. God is love. Can we ask Him to be more? God is intelligence. Can we inform the infinite mind of anything He does not already comprehend? Do we expect to change perfection? Shall we plead for more at the open fount, which is pouring forth more than we accept? The unspoken desire does bring us near the source of all existence and blessedness. That's from the chapter prayer, page 2, Science and Health. On page 115, God is divine principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. From Science and Health, page 331. God is individual, incorporeal. He is divine principle, love, the universal cause, the only creator. And there is no other self-existence. He is all-inclusive and is reflected by all that is real and eternal, and by nothing else. He fills all space, and it is impossible to conceive of such omnipresence and individuality except as infinite spirit or mind. Hence, all is spirit and spiritual. And on page 465, in chapter 14, Recapitulation, and this has been stated previously, God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. No wonder the Bible states that all things are possible to God. Mary Baker Eddy states very clearly that God is infinite mind. And mind is the quality of God in which the attributes of intelligence, wisdom, and knowing are listed as qualities of omniscience, of which God is. God is omniscience, all science, intelligence, wisdom, and knowing are primary ingredients to omniscience. On page 587, this is in the glossary, God, the great I Am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. And from the manual, under the caption of Rule for Motives and Acts, is on page 40, and this is individualized so that it would apply to the one that is reciting it. Neither animosity nor mere personal attachment impels my motives or acts in science. Divine love alone governs man. In other words, governs me as an individual manifestation of man. And I reflect the sweet amenities of love in rebuking sin, in true brotherliness, charitableness, and forgiveness. I daily watch and pray to be delivered from all evil, from prophesying, judging, condemning, counseling, influencing, or being influenced erroneously. If one seems to be focusing on a person that appears to be performing evil acts against another individual or a group or humanity in general, we must get our thought off of person and think about God. God as being the only mind, the only power, the only director, the only controller of the activities of man. So we must switch from person to the absolute, which is God. And the final citation in this treatment is again from chapter 14, recapitulation, page 468, the scientific statement of being. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. And one could easily individualize this by substituting the word man for I. In other words, I am God's image and likeness. Therefore, I am not material. I am spiritual. As a closing comment, guarding one's thought is one of the most important things one could do for spiritual advancement and protection against the belief of mind control by a mortal mind or the belief of multiple mortal minds that are working as a group or individually against the well-being of mankind. One of the beauties of Christian Science is that it teaches one how to be independent from outside sources, and it teaches that God is within one's own consciousness, being ever present, and within the consciousness of everyone, as we must view everyone as being a child of God, and that means their real self, not what appears as a mortal. Anyone that appears as a mortal, including ourselves, is a false view of reality. God, and God alone, is all in all. All source and all manifestation, or rather, all source, which includes its manifestation. Amen.